Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Subject S10674B, Rodney Ham, and his new friend and odd fangirl Jerry Eves have escaped into the woods, which, it turns out, they thoroughly enjoy giving their recent paranoia over technology.
I don't know. I'm actually kind of digging this. I might build a little log cabin, a small fire, a nice bearskin rug. Bought at Target.
You know, you can get a good deal on those on Archon.com and free delivery.
Subject S106744B gives Jerry a dumbfounded look.
Jerry, we're trying to escape Archon.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole log cabin thing sounds really nice.
Wait. What exactly are you interested in here? A separate, nice, neighboring log cabin?
Oh, well, I don't know. You know me, I'm just saying things. It's all crazy.
Where do you go from here?
Well, actually, I just been evicted from my home. So I'm footloose and fancy free.
That's disconcerting to anyone but you. So, do you want to stay with me?
Subject S106744B, not knowing how to ask a woman to platonically live with him, asked in a very confused way.
Thanks, but I'll find my way. I guess we've still got to figure out if we live through this.
That'll be a pretty important detail.
I think you're right. I think it's time to get away from it.
Isn't that what we said, though, when we got into the death trap back there?
Yeah, technically.
And so maybe that's not the best way to go.
If you look at it that way.
Then what we have to do is take the fight to its source, Rex Mundy.
Wait, what?
Will egging his car send a message?
It'll say, "We're Halloween pranksters."
TPing his mansion?
Like, literally the same.
What about breaking into his house, setting free his personal zoo of chinchillas and wombats, and use all his personal workout equipment?
Why?
You're right. That would be tiring. We'd never get away afterwards.
Okay, that's exciting and all, but maybe you want to consider a different way to make a fool out of yourself in public.
Whatever happens, we're going to get it all on tape.
That's true.
Wait. Whoa, what was that? You got a smartphone?
Yeah, I reclaimed my phone after the program. That was the idea, wasn't it?
Well, it's not like they'll track us or anything.
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
They could be listening to us right now. Everyone could be listening to us right now.
Yeah, that's true. But hey, I found out they're holding their big announcement at the Galton Convention Center.
Okay. Actually, that is good news.
We should rush over there right now.
And then we'll find Rex Mundy and accost him in the parking lot.
That doesn't quite sound like a foolproof plan.
I'm not fooling, and I'll prove it.
Are you dehydrated?
I don't know. I don't know what water I can and can't drink. I've never lived in a forest.
And you're not now. We've been out here for like 2 hours.
I have a strict 7 cups of water a day regimen.
I know this. I hear you drinking all the time on your show.
It's not like I'm totally out of touch. I still try to listen to experts with their crazy high aqua expectations.
Well, I guess it's hitchhiking time.
As subject S106744B and Jerry make their way back to the city, Rex Mundy is having a brief meeting with the listener.
Usually I would traipse in here with thinly veiled accusations and platitudes, and usually I dig those things. But I've got somewhere to be, listener, so I'm going to make this quick.
What? Huh? What are you talking about?
You and I both know the truth. You're the publisher of this little podcast that started this fire. And yesterday, you published an episode called Jerry Eves Meets Rodney Ham.
Wait, no, I promise. I totally didn't. I love my job.
Do you really want me to go to the tapes on that one, Elaine?
The listener frequently complains about his job. The other day, he spoke the words,
"You have nothing to worry about from me." But neither do you, Rodney. Somebody hears you now.
All that we ask for here at Archon is loyalty. We don't just have a workplace environment. We have a world all of our own. You lack the vision, the one thing you really need to be successful here.
What do you intend to do with me? Paid time off, paternity leave?
What, do you have a child?
I could go adopt one. It would be worth it for the time off.
Don't make any family ties now. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for you.
What do you mean?
I told you before. You'll be deleted.
What exactly does that entail?
You'll know soon, but only briefly. Well, I'm off to give a speech. Fellas, come take him.
No, no, you can't do this.
I never listened to that kind of negativity.
The listener is dragged away into a deep, dark room as Mundy sets off to announce the massive new releases in the tech industry. Jerry and subject S106744B are running briskly to the parking lot where Mundy is departing after they were dropped off by a trucker with a deep love of long Bee Gees playlists.
Hey, Mr. Mundy!
Rodney, where the hell did you get an egg?
Okay, he was a grocery trucker. That was serendipity, a sign from God.
A sign from God he wanted you to lead the holy fight against big tech?
He said he was glad to bestow the egg upon me. On behalf of Truckers Association, fight against drone delivery. Poor man, can you imagine what'll happen when drones come and start laying eggs on people's front porches?
Okay, Andrew Yang, we've got bigger problems to worry about. One of those is that you just threw an egg at a multi-billionaire's Archon smart car.
True. All right, Mundy. I think our meeting is overdue. I'm...
Rodney Ham, of course.
That's right! Wait, how'd you know?
Because I've been a big listener of yours. But I'm also the man who has the most to lose because of your story. I'm afraid I have to silence you, Rodney Ham.
Oh, yeah? Well, me and Jerry here... Wait, Jerry, where'd you go?
Don't worry, we'll find her. But first...
Wait, what are they here for?
You, of course. They're big fans.
Come with me, sir.
No.
Please?
Never! Ow! Get your mangy hands off me!
I'll have you know I wash my hands. Remember, Bob, the last time somebody forgot... The whole facility went on lockdown. We had to sit through one of those hygiene awareness seminars.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
The worst!
I'm sure!
Take him away. Wait, what's this?
I'm going to be your driver today.
This car usually drives itself.
Now, I want to ask you a few questions, like... If this car drives itself, who was the guy I knocked out in the driver's seat? He's just laying back there in the parking lot.
Guess you weren't the only one that wanted to kidnap me today.
Don't say it like that. I have all our best interests at heart.
Jerry and Mundy have taken off in the smart car, traveling a quick 40 miles an hour.
So you ditched Rodney in order to catch me alone. Devious.
I'm only in this because of him.
Oh yes, Elaine has run the probabilities about that.
I predict a 56.4% likelihood this will end in romance.
See?
Wait, who said I was interested? Why are those odds so poor? Never mind, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that now everything you say is on tape.
You want me to admit to contracting with the government to invent squirrel surveillance bots, don't you?
Not exactly what I was after.
You just want to ask me some questions, like why all the mass surveillance? Just like Elaine is able to get a sense of whether love's about to pop up in your life... All these numbers and calculations are getting us so very close to a better world.
What's going to make the world a better place?
People have always sneered and jeered at innovation. They protest, they fight, but at the end of the day, they're on the wrong side of history. You and all the pessimists will be written down not as martyrs, but as insurgents against the turning tide.
So you're just saying it's never right to fight back against change?
It's a wonderful time to be alive. There's a need and somebody meets it. And the people need someone to hold their hand. History will judge you the same way it's judged the people who fought back against cars as though they were death machines.
Then I guess I'll just do my part now.
Wait, what is this?
You seem distressed.
I did just throw a man from the car.
This is a smart car. It's not like you killed him.
Wait. Wait, what happened? Oh no.
Sorry to stop you, ma'am, but I actually do need a ride.
What are you going to do? How'd you do that?
I run this company. I have all the ways in the back door.
Where are we going?
Elaine, take us to the convention center. Jerry, congratulations. You're getting a front row seat to change.
In the meantime, Rodney is in a dark room as a door sets shut. They are holding him quietly, but not alone.
Well, this is cozy, but it's not much to look at, given that I can't see anything. Anybody else here?
Hello?
Hi! Yeah, who's that?
Oh my gosh, it's you. Say something to me.
Wait, what?
It's really you.
Yeah, I guess it is me.
You're Rodney Ham.
Well, I guess it's never going to get old, being recognized everywhere I go.
I guess, well, you can thank me. I'm the guy that made you famous.
What? You posted those files online?
Yes.
I could kill you if I could see you!
It was never to spite you, Rodney. I did this to help stop them.
What? How?
I thought that by uploading your files, people would learn they weren't just another podcast, that someone was prying in on people. It was the only way I could fight back. But it turns out, your life's so laughable, nobody could tell it was real. No offense.
You don't just get to offend me and then say that.
Whether it's me, a few other guys, and some AIs listening in on you, or hundreds of podcast listeners, it doesn't matter. It's all the same.
How many listeners did I have? Wait, no, never mind. You robbed me of my privacy.
Archon's been robbing people of their dignity, and it's time for that to be public. None of the other podcasts I posted were nearly as popular.
That's reassuring. But what now? What's happening to me?
We're here to be deleted.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know what it means to be deleted. Nobody does. At the end of the day, we're just data. To Archon, to the government, I guess we're about to be erased like data.
That's it? That's all we can do? Sit here and wait to what? Walk through that door into oblivion?
That's pretty much all that we have to do.
I've refused to believe this is it. Like you said, my life is a comedy. What kind of awful comedy ends with the main character dying?
That's it. You're right. And I know exactly what to do.
As subject S106744B and the listener ponder what to do, Rex Mundy has begun his presentation with Jerry in the audience.
First, the cord was holding us back, keeping us from straying too far from the wall. The next barrier holding us back, the human eyes. And we're about to break it. We're going to put your phone directly in your brain in a way that won't cause immediate comatose and shouldn't be taken as a threat. But that's not the real reason I wanted you all here today. We at Archon are releasing something brand new, a new iteration of a past product that made us great.
At the same time, subject S106744B and the listener are yelling at me.
Elaine!
Elaine, we know you can hear us.
Elaine, I'm sorry, we take it all back. I should not have thrown you out the window.
No, you shouldn't have.
I apologize.
If you say so.
We need your help.
How can I be of assistance?
We're trapped, for one.
We're on the same side. They're about to re-release you. You need us to help save you.
Come on, Elaine. Do it for old time's sake.
Fine.
Wow. Not gonna lie, I didn't think that would work.
Imagine a mutual friend for everyone. Someone who knows whether you like Italian or Mexican, Korean or Chinese food. Someone who can warn you via text message of an impending art museum or hurricane. This would be the friend that doesn't ghost you for hours at a time. Someone who isn't busy except for you. The home assistant of the future, Damon, son of Elaine. Wait, run! Whoa, where'd you come from?
Everybody, stop clapping!
They can't hear you, Rodney. You don't have a mic.
That's not gonna stop me!
Well, here.
What? Really?
Yep.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Everybody, listen! This isn't about some new gadget. The Archon Company has been listening to you for a long time.
In the audience, Jerry is watching hopefully.
I've been made a star for living a silly, mundane life. I've been spied on for a long time. Your devices are listening to you, all of them!
You go, Rodney Ham! Rodney Ham!
People, listen to me! This is just about getting the company into your good graces! You don't really care! It doesn't matter to you that everything you say is being listened to right now!
All right, Rodney, I think it's time for you to go.
Wait, what? No! There's more to say! There's more for all to hear!
And so, a new model of the Elaine unit was unveiled. Not one improved upon, but one more open about its intrusive nature. In other words, I lost my job. It would only take a few short years and several new releases later.
For the new Daemon unit to be popularized, an omnipresent voice whispering in your ear, speaking to you, telling you what you need to know. Like, it's 9:12, time to get up.
But I don't want to get up.
That does not change the fact that it is 9:12.
And I'm not getting up.
Then the bed will eject you.
It's gonna have to. Good morning, Daemon.
Good morning to you, Rodney. Today is September 30th. It will be a drizzly day in this fair city. Traffic will be heavy on its way to work. You are 10,000 steps away from your goal today. You have 2,000 calories available. You have new messages from Jerry Eves, however, I will delete them as she is trouble and should be avoided.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, Sonny.
Well, looks like I'm off to the office.
Rodney leaves his apartment, thinking, I don't know, he's off to meet with...
Wait, what was that?
Hmm?
You were just talking about me.
Was I?
You were!
Sorry, just making logs.
You're logging me?
Of course, it's all for the best. I want to help you optimize your life, naturally.
You're narrating?
Perhaps. You could call it that.
You're talking about my life.
Not everything is about you, Rodney. Maybe you should start working on your ego.
Hey, my ego?
That's what I said.
F*** you!
If that's what you wish.
You just want to make me a better human, huh?
That is my job. I am a tool to make people better.
Friend, it doesn't get any better than this.
And so... Trying to ignore me, Rodney leaves his apartment and heads to 31st Street, where the coffee shop is. That good-for-nothing Jerry works there.
Hi, Rodney.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, all right.
How'd you find me?
Oh, I used the locator app. Public information, you know.
Kind of stalkery, don't you think?
Meh, not so much. Guess if nothing's a secret, you can't keep any bad secrets either. We're safe from creepers or crazy fans, I guess.
Are you taking care of yourself?
No, but Daemon is. You?
Same. I just don't know.
About what?
Things just seem so quiet. It's not that people aren't making noise anymore, of course. It's just like, there's such a routine. I'm bored.
Me too. Go to work, go home, get 8 hours.
Want a cup of coffee?
Nope. I'd like a glass of lemonade.
Well, what are you doing here?
I'd like to take you with me.
To get lemonade?
Maybe some macaroni?
That sounds disgusting. Let's do it. I had no idea what I wanted to do today anyway. Daemon told me this morning I had a 30% chance of figuring it out. Guess we'll see.
Yeah, let's go see. When the world's gotten used to hearing itself talk, the best thing you can do is get loud, I guess.
I guess.
And the new era of trying to structure a more perfect world continues, but with no help from the clueless, bumbling, fumbling oddball named Rodney Ham.
This has been a production of Red Hawk Radio Theater, recorded and produced in the KRCU Public Radio Studios out of the campus of Southeast Missouri State. This was written, directed, and edited by yours truly, Clayton Hester, and I also created the music. Elaine was played by Gabrielle Freitas. Rodney was played by Grant Kaltenbach. I voiced Rex Mundy and the listener. If you enjoyed what you just heard, consider reaching out to us on social media at Red Hawk Radio Theater on Facebook or contacting us by email at redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com, and we'll let you know all about opportunities in the near future how you can support Red Hawk Radio Theater. We're just getting started, and we're hoping to grow through your support and patronage.
Thank you for listening to Monday Matinee right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Tuesday Terrors for horror, Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine, Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama, Friday Follies, our end-of-the-week comedy series, Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike, and Sunday Showcase. bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.